Todd Snyder. A slim chance is still a chance. Well, I know it is Wine Wednesday because my water / coffee has been turned into wine.
And maybe gin.
And maybe gin.
Right?
Good morning, Ziggy the Wine Gal.
Good morning. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buenos dias. I am very excited this week. Well, I mean, I'm excited every week for Wine Wednesday because it really is my highlight. But this week in particular, because it's, you know, the lead up to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So, you know, although I'm Irish 24/7, 365, let's be clear. I've done the 23andMe, turns out.
Oh, really?
That you're Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, my mom told me a whole different story growing up.
I bet.
I digress. And then I did 23andMe, and I'm like, yeah, no, turns out, Mom, I'm not that or this. But I wish I was related to princesses. Anyway, thank you to Oliver's Markets and to Willoughby's Wine and Spirits for being sponsors for Wine Wednesday. And I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in. Well, I'm thrilled to report that we're going to have a warm day today for the first time in forever. Even though it's a little bit chilly this morning, the outlook is sunny and warm, not just for today, but for the foreseeable future. You know, I'm very over the rain. I never thought I would say that I'm over the rain, but in fact, I am now over the rain and the cold.
I think we all are a little bit.
And having to light the fire stove every night, although the hot hippie does that mostly.
Good job.
But that's our heat source, you know. That's the deal. Country life, you know, and you might drink a lot of, you know, things to warm you up in the country. And we're going to talk about things to warm you up for St. Patrick's Day. I'm just kind of getting off of the tales of the Bloody Mary competition last weekend up in Mendocino. And I'm good now officially on having Bloody Marys for a while, turns out. but I was one of the judges for their annual Bloody Mary competition at the Little River Inn. And this is all in conjunction with Visit Mendocino's annual Whale Festival. So they have a month-long bunch of activities for whale season. And in fact, I did see whales, which was very cool. There was a large pod traveling of almost 30 whales at one point in the afternoon when I arrived. So it was quite the grand entrance.
Nice. We arranged that for you. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, right? Thank you so much. And so there were a dozen bartending teams that entered into the Bloody Mary competition. And, you know, we had to determine best Bloody Mary in three different categories, best spice, best use of garnish. And that gets crazy.
We were talking a little bit about that last time.
And annoying for me, I'm not going to lie. Like,
I saw the winner. I saw
it. Yeah, it had 23 garnishes on one. I'm just like, you know.
Actual 23?
23, I counted. Yep.
23 and me.
Yeah, and most creativity. So it was a whole weekend of fun. But now I'm switching gears and gearing up for St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, over the years, I think this is my 29th year. Bill Balker and I were talking about this the other day on The Crush. You know, of course, I've talked about Irish coffees many times for St. Patrick's Day. And I talk about Irish coffees not for St. Patrick's Day because I like to have Irish Sundays with my girlfriend Sabrina. She's a big fan of every Sunday having Irish coffee. But instead of talking about that, and it's such a beautiful, easy cocktail to make and definitely an eye-opener, I wanted to talk about a beautiful Irish gin. So a lot of people think about gin. They think about England, you know, where gin is certainly very popular. We think about a lot of the beautiful craft and artisan distilleries here in the United States. In just about every state, you're finding really fabulous gin, especially here in Sonoma County. You know, we have 8 distilleries and counting, and a lot of them are making terrific gin. But in Ireland, they're making fabulous gin. And I am a big fan of Irish gin. In fact, I wanted to bring in this bottle, well, not just so you can try it, Mindy, but you can see how gorgeous the bottle is.
Beautiful.
Like, absolutely stunning. Today, I'm going to
Blue glass.
Dreux Chambeau is the name of the gin. It's a gunpowder. So you think of the tea, Irish gin. And it's just this blue, really bright blue bottle with lots of beautiful, you know, I guess it's, they're like lines going down in the glass.
Like divots or, yeah.
And it's just just gorgeous. And there is a picture of a jackalope on the front. And I love this gin so much, just, you know, solo in martinis, but also in mixed cocktails because it's just got so much complexity. But I also love it when the bottle's empty. You know why?
Let me guess. You put flowers in it?
No, I actually reuse it for my guest room for a water bottle.
Oh, good idea.
I'm the queen of upcycling and repurposing and things like that. Anyway, if you look at their description of this gin, they say that they use a lot of oriental botanicals. And that comes from the gunpowder, which is the base of this gin, gunpowder tea. They have a lot of Irish curiosity, they say, in there as well. But a lot of things that are native to Ireland, like meadowsweet. Of course, they're going to have juniper because that's a key ingredient to gin. They have coriander, cardamom, star anise, caraway seeds, a little bit of orris root, some angelica root. And it's got a lot of beautiful citrus notes, which is why I wanted you to be able to smell and taste it, because you get a lot of red grapefruit, which is going to be the base of our cocktail today, fresh lime, lemon, and it's just a beautiful, well-balanced, really fun, different type of gin. So getting my cocktail shaker all warmed up.
It's officially Wine Wednesday.
And that's right. So, you know, they call this cocktail the Curious Jackalope, and there's a jackalope on the front of this, although I might want to call it Lucky the Irish or something really fun, but a pot of gold, I don't know. But it's really, really easy to make, and it only has a couple of ingredients. So what you're going to need, of course, is 2 ounces of this Drumshambo Irish gin. You're going to need 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lime juice, 3/4 of an ounce of fresh grapefruit juice. So equal parts lime juice and grapefruit juice, but they must be fresh squeezed. Easy enough to do. And then just 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. So it's not a sweet drink, but that 1/2 ounce of simple syrup in there is definitely going to balance out some of that citrus that's in there. And then you're going to need like a rocks or an old-fashioned glass. And we talked about that shape of glass last week here on Wine Wednesday. That's the style of glass that you're going to need. So go ahead and grab that and put a large cube or large sphere in there. Why?
Why?
Exactly. Because the more ice that you put in, just regular freezer ice, is going to dilute the drink. And we talked a lot about that the last couple weeks, about the art of do you stir it, do you shake it? And ice is such an important ingredient in cocktails. And a lot of times it just goes, you know, by the wayside. People think, oh, you just got to put some ice in there. But a lot of ice, especially ice made from your refrigerator, melts very quickly. It's not very solid. So choosing ice wisely is going to enhance your cocktail experience. So making big squares or cubes or you know, spheres from the little molds that you can buy now at just about anywhere is fine. But you can also buy them pre-made from a local company here in Sonoma County called Abstract Ice. They're out of Petaluma. And a lot of places like Bottle Barn and let's see, Big John's in Healdsburg and several other stores. Willoughby's carries it. And then if you're in San Francisco or South, Molly Stone's Markets carry it. It's readily available. So, and it looks pretty. It's nice and clear. Anyway, I kind of digress, but not really.
I thought those were just a trend to be cool and hip, and they looked cool.
And they do look cool, and they are beautiful. And Abstract is actually starting to do a lot of etching. So for St. Patrick's Day week, they have you know, a four-leaf clover etched into it that you can buy. But they really do serve a purpose. Those ice cubes serve a purpose. They melt very, very slowly. So it is really enhancing, like I mentioned, your cocktail experience. So now that you've got your rocks or old-fashioned glass set aside with a large cube or sphere in your cocktail shaker, you're going to add all the ingredients, and that is 2 ounces of the Drumshambo Irish gin, 3/4 of an ounce each of fresh lime juice and grapefruit juice, and then 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. So now you've got your glass already in front of you because I gave you a pre-batch. So, and give that a nice, really nice shake. You're going to mix all that together, and then you're going to strain it into your prepared old-fashioned glass that has the large cube in it or sphere. And then you're going to garnish with a really large slice of pink grapefruit, and you're going to slide that right in the glass, so it's in between your large cube and the wall of the glass, so it looks really pretty. And then grab a nice healthy bunch of fresh mint and plop that in there, and voila. Now, those are both garnishes you can find readily and easily. There's lots of mint grown everywhere. And, of course, they sell it at Oliver's and lots of other thoughtful supermarkets. And grapefruit. You have to have grapefruit for the drink anyway because you're using fresh grapefruit juice, right? So it is an easy cocktail to make. It's an easy cocktail to garnish. And it is delicious. And you can have some luck of the Irish with every one of these curious jackalopes you drink.
And it's a beautiful drink based on what you're saying, too. So it's a nice presentation.
And you can tell, like, why I love to have this gin just in martinis, simple, because when you smell that, in your glass, you can smell just that bright citrus. And
you really can.
And it is what I like to call a newer style gin as opposed to, like, my grandfather's gin, which is, like, super juniper-centric and, that kind of thing. This is not that kind of gin.
Or gin and tonic.
It's a curious Irish gin, and I love it. Anyway, so spice up your St. Patrick's Day week and weekend with a curious jackalope cocktail. And of course, I was thinking about what wine to feature today with St. Patrick's Day coming up. And I then, was going through all my notes of all these wines that I've reviewed lately, only to think, you know what? I think I'm getting too much into this. I have to rewind a little bit and think about what pairs best with corned beef, potatoes, carrots, and cabbage, if you like. And let's start from there. Well, I love a great Zinfandel with corned beef and potatoes and carrots. I love a good Zinfandel. It's one of my favorite wines to have with corned beef. So then I thought, okay, we'll take it to the next step and find a winemaker making really great Zinfandel that might have Irish heritage.
There you go. And you found one.
Well, I mean, you hear the name Shannon as a surname. You can't go too wrong with that. I'm assuming we're super Irish. Clay Shannon makes really great wines. And, they live up in Lake County, and their winery's in Lake County. And that is a beautiful wine growing region. And until you go there and check it out, you'll just never know. The beauty is really awesome up in Lake County, and the wines coming out of Lake County are terrific. So Shannon Ridge is the winery, and they do a high elevation. It's called Zinfandel because their vineyards are at high elevation. They're sustainably farmed, and I'm not talking about any BS sustainable farmed. I'm talking about they farm organically, thoughtfully, and it's beautiful up there. This wine is normally around $25 or so. I found it locally for under $12 a bottle.
Wow.
So time to stock up, get it by the case. The Zinfandel is uncomplicated. It's just plain delicious. It's fun. It's sassy. And those are great descriptions. I think everybody can wrap their palate around. I got notes of blackberry and spice, a super sassy spice, some plums. It's earthy. It's just a super fun Zinfandel. And guess what? It's totally affordable. So spend the rest of your pennies on quality corned beef.
Always.
Oliver's, of course, always has quality corned beef. We have to think about, how that cow had a life. Make sure it was a happy cow.
Yes, exactly.
As my good friends Dusky Estes, celebrity chef, and her husband John, who used to have a restaurant called Zazu, and they have black piglet bacon, and they always say our pigs have had the best life, and then one bad day. Anyway, so the wine of the week to pair perfectly with your corned beef and potatoes and stuff is Shannon Ridge High Elevation Zinfandel, sassy blackberry and spice, plums, earthy and fun, uncomplicated, just plain delicious. I found it for under $12 right around at several different places here in town.
Nice.
So that's what we're drinking this week.
I'm excited.
All the live long day.
All the live long day. And now you've got me thinking about corned beef and cabbage and potatoes.
So, but you got to start with your Drum Shambo gunpowder Irish gin.
Of course.
Right? For a civilized afternoon. I mean,
yes.
Evening.
Well, you said morning.
Well, you know what the Irish say. Let's not discount this.
What?
If you don't start drinking in the morning, you can't drink all day. wraps up a Wine Wednesday, Irish style. I look forward to seeing you again next Wednesday on the airwaves for Wine Wednesday when we kick off spring with some delightfully delicious spring-infused cocktail and a beautiful wine for welcoming spring into your home. Cheers.
Cheers.